Joni Ernst, Trump counsel shredded Democrats impeachment case in 2 hours. By Sean Moran on January 25, 2020. Senator Joni Ernst, are ya, said after the Senate impeachment trial Saturday that President Donald Trump's legal team had shredded the Democrats' case for impeachment within 2 hours. Senator Ernst, the vice chairman of the Senate Republican Conference, said Saturday that President Trump's counsel had disintegrated the House impeachment manager's case for convicting the president. I thought today was an incredible 2 hours. And within 2 hours, I thought that the White House counsel and their team entirely shredded the case that has been presented by the House managers, the Iowa conservative said. What we heard today was very concise, it was full of truths and facts, as presented by the House managers' own witnesses. It was not filled with half-truths and personal stories. The House Democrats' impeachment managers, led by Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, finished their opening statements for convicting President Trump of obstructing Congress and abusing the office of the presidency on Friday. President Trump's legal team started their opening arguments Saturday, presenting a relatively short case as to why the Senate should not convict the president. Senator Ernst also said after Saturday's impeachment proceedings that she is leaning against voting for allowing additional witnesses to testify. Democrats have pushed to subpoena former National Security Advisor R. John Bolton and other witnesses to testify after both sides conclude their opening arguments. The Iowa senator said that the establishment media and the House Democrat impeachment managers had pushed a lot of half-truths. In contrast, Trump's legal team presented factual evidence. What we saw today was factual, relevant to what is going on in the Senate. And it points out that there have been a lot of half-truths promulgated by the House managers and absolutely pushed by the media as well, Senator Ernst said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.